This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Ask a real estate analyst about the residential real estate market in this country, and one of the top couple of things she is going to mention is affordable housing, or the lack of it, actually. What's happening is more cities deal with gentrification and short housing supply, and longtime residents get pushed out because they just can't afford it anymore. The reaction to that, in rental markets specifically, is that tenants' rights groups are pushing back, and they're pushing back by pushing rent control. California's going to have a ballot measure this fall that would repeal a state law that prevents cities from putting rent caps on most housing, or in straight English, it would let cities widen their rent control ordinances. Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk explains what that's going to mean.
For years, 63-year-old Aminta paid around $1,000 for a two-bedroom apartment in Huntington Park, south of Los Angeles. Then came the rent increases.
My landlord raised my rent last year by $125. And when the building was bought out by new landlords this year, they increased it by $250 more.
There's no rent control laws in her city. Landlords can jack up rents however much they want. I'm not using Aminta's full name because she's scared her landlord might retaliate. I met her seeking advice at the L.A. office of the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, or ACE. It's one of the groups planning to spend tens of millions overturning the state's rent control law. Amy Shore is the nonprofit's state campaign director.
The only policy solution that's going to tackle displacement is some form of controlling skyrocketing rents.
Cities use rent control laws to keep monthly payments down for tenants and protect them from eviction. Most California cities don't have them, and the state law in question prevents those that do, like L.A., from regulating rents on newer apartment buildings. Less than 20% of the state's rental units currently fall under some rent control, according to state analysts. More than 60% would be eligible if the law changes. Still, Schur points out a repeal won't actually create any new rent laws.
We are just getting rid of a bad law that put restrictions on what cities can do to deal with rent gouging. It's going to be up to local cities to decide what regulations they want.
About a dozen California cities have plans to expand rent control. The California Apartment Association has lined up $60 million to convince voters to stop those plans. Deborah Carlton handles PR for the association.
We just fear that this is going to add fuel to an already difficult situation in California.
Carlton says if the repeal passes, property owners will be tempted to convert their rental units to condos. Investors and developers may also build fewer apartments, making California's affordable housing crisis even worse. Matthew Millen owns three apartment buildings in Santa Monica, a city that has some rent control regs and is proposing to expand them if the state law is overturned.
If that all passes, I'd probably consider selling out.
Millen lives in one of his units, next to a tenant who's been there 25 years, and thanks to rent control, pays well below the $2,700 market rent.
He and his wife now make about $25,000 a month, drive a 2017 Mercedes-Benz, and pay me $950 a month in rent. If all the units were like that, I'll just go out of business. I'll sell the building to some developers.
Rent control policies usually save some lucky renters money, but can drive up rents for everybody else. So says economist Jim Costello at Real Capital Analytics.
The fundamental problem is that there just are not enough housing units to go around. You limit the supply, and the price goes up.
Stanford researchers found that San Francisco's rent control law led to landlords taking 15% of rent-controlled units off the market. That triggered a 5% increase in rent citywide, beyond inflation. CEO Bob Hart at apartment landlord True America Multifamily worries the same thing will happen across the state if the law changes.
You open the door for municipalities to adopt not just rent control, but very draconian rent control.
Polls show 60% of California voters favor limits on how much landlords can charge. But adopting rent control is easier said than done. In the past 30 years, just two California cities managed to approve new ordinances. Voters and city leaders rejected rent control measures in many more. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.